Clifford.
My big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Watch the shuffle dog champ of the world make his shot.
Shuffle dog champion of the, of universe steps up.
What's going on, Cleo?
T-Bone's taking forever to shoot.
Are you okay, Mac?
Yeah, no thanks to T-Bone.
Sorry.
So what's going on with you, Mac?
Oh, not much. I was just on my way over to my new super secret dog club.
Secret club?
Mm-hmm. All the best dogs on the island are in it.
Wow, like who?
Me.
And?
And you. If you want to join.
Of course we want to join.
Well, not everyone can get in, you know.
How do you get in, Mac?
First, you have to follow me.
We can do that.
We'll see about that.
How much farther, Mac?
Almost there.
Whoa!
Oh, brother.
I got you, T.
Thanks, Clifford.
Well, here it is. My super secret dog club.
Wow, Mac, this is great.
What a neat place for a club.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I know. Too bad you can't be in it, T-Bone.
Huh? Huh?
What?
Sorry, but all members have to be able to get here.
I'm here.
By themselves. You have to be able to get here with no help. Sorry, T-Bone. It's a club rule.
That's not fair, Mac.
Yeah, that's a dumb rule.
Can't we change it?
Yeah, let's take a vote.
Oh, all right. Those in favor of T-Bone becoming a member, say yes.
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 Those not in favor, say no. No.
Great. 3 yes, 1 no. Looks like you're in, T-Bone.
Yes.
Not exactly.
Huh?
You see, the president, me, gets 4 votes, so the vote is actually 3 yes and 4 no.
So I can't join?
Ooh, sorry, T-Bone. Rules are rules.
If T-Bone can't join the club, then I don't want to be in it either.
Me neither.
What do you mean? Don't you want to slide down my super secret dog club water slide?
No thanks, Mac. Come on, guys. Let's go play.
Great.
Okay.
Wait. Wait. You can be vice president, Clifford.
No thanks.
And Cleo can be treasurer. Okay, you guys. But you don't know what you're missing.
Do you give up yet?
Not yet, T-Bone.
Go, T-Bone! Go, Clifford!
Hi, Cleo.
Oh, hi, Mac. Wanna play?
Oh, looks like fun, but I'm on my way over to the club with the snacks for today. Tummy yummies, liver and bacon. Don't they smell delicious?
Mm-hmm, they sure do.
I'd love to give you one, but they're for club members only.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're gonna love them, Mac. Okay, T, my turn!
I can't believe Cleo won't join the club without T-Bone.
Oops. Sorry, Mac. Wanna play?
No, no. I have club things to do today.
Right. Club things.
Okay, okay. Quiet down. The first meeting of the Super Secret Dog Club will now come to order. Any old business? Okay, well, any new business? Okay, now what? Oh, I know. How about some snacks? All in favor, say yes. You know, I thought having my own club was gonna be a lot more fun than this. Oh well, at least I have good snacks.
I'm trapped by the evil Fluffy Face!
You'll never escape my prison, really big, really red dog! And now, my nasty plan to take over Planet Pluto is ready!
Are you okay, Cleo?
Yeah, I'm all right. Get back in the trap, Clifford!
Oh, no! Who will save me?
Never fear! Super T-Bone is here!
Super T-Bone? Foiled again.
Don't worry, really big, really red dog. I'll save you! Ta-ta-da-da! Whoa! Oh! Oh.
Oops. T-Bone? You got my ribbons and medals all full of sand.
Sorry, Mac.
What are they for, Mac?
Oh, the club. We're gonna play some super secret games today.
Sounds like fun.
It will be. You can win prizes and stuff. You guys wanna come?
All of us?
Well, T-Bone's not a member.
Oh.
Come on, T. Let's go play.
You have to save me, Super T-Bone!
Clifford, wait!
Yeah?
I really want you and Cleo to join my club. It's... Well, it's just no fun being in a club by yourself.
It's no fun being left out of a club by yourself either.
Maybe you're right. Being left out of anything doesn't ever feel good.
Yeah, it's just more fun when we all play together.
Come on, Clifford, we need you!
Okay, I'm coming! See you later, Mac.
Wait, Clifford.
Yeah?
It is more fun when everyone plays together. So, I'm gonna change my vote. I vote that T-Bone joins my club.
Wow, that's great, Mac.
Come on, Clifford, let's play.
Guys, Mac wants to say something.
T-Bone, I'd like you to join my super secret dog club.
Wow, thanks, Mac.
In fact, everyone is welcome.
Come on, Cleo, jump.
The Birdwell Island water slide chip is now ready.
That was great, Cleo. Who's next?
My turn. The water slide champion of the entire... Whoa! Yeah, look out! Mac, I was...
Hey, T-Bone, this is fun! Yeah!
Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Really Good Book. One day, Speckle was walking home with a new book. It was one he'd wanted to read for a long time, so he was delighted to have it at last. Darnell saw Speckle's book and said he wanted to read it as well. Speckle said he'd gladly loan it to Darnell when he was done. Then Luna saw the book. It was on her list of books she wanted to read. Speckle happily agreed to lend it to Luna when Darnell was done. When Robbie and Reba saw the book, they wanted to read it too. And they wondered how long it'd be until they'd get their turn. Then Speckle smiled and said he knew how they could all enjoy the book with no waiting at all. He'd read it out loud to them right now. Luna, Darnell, Robbie, and Reba agreed that that was a wonderful idea. And so, with listening ears on, they gathered round to discover the new book together. The end.
That was a great story. Isn't reading fun? Dog Park.
Now this is a perfect day for bird watching, Violet.
That's nice, dear.
Flowers are blooming, sun is shining, and best of all, there's not a dog in sight. Hey! Oh, no. Clifford. Be a law about dogs in the park. Okay, just go play or something.
Why don't you just run along and play with your doggy friends now, Clifford?
Crazy dog.
Just watch the birdies, dear.
Go, Cleo! Go, T-Bone! Go, Cleo!
Whose side are you on, anyway?
On the winner's side, of course.
Whoa!
Here comes Clifford!
Hiya, Clifford.
Oh, hello,
hey, Clifford.
Hi, guys.
Hey, now that Clifford's here, let's play Red Rover.
Yeah, that's a great game. I'll go first. Ready?
Ready!
Red Rover, send Clifford right over!
Whoa!
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all!
Get out of the way! Hey, where'd you go? Uh-oh!
What's all the noise? Get this galloping gargantuan out of my face!
Clifford, sit. I'm sorry, Mr. Bleakman. Clifford didn't mean any harm.
Well, he's not the only dog wreaking havoc. It's the whole bunch of them.
Emily, dear, maybe Clifford and his friends should play in another part of the park today.
Okay, Mrs. Bleakman. Come on, Clifford. Let's go over by the playground.
Dogs shouldn't be allowed in this park, especially big red ones.
You dogs play over here, away from Mr. Bleakman, okay?
Hey, Emily! I can swing higher than you can!
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that.
So, what do you guys want to do?
How about a good game of fetch? I'm fabulous at that game.
That sounds fun.
Okay, let's go find a nice big fetch stick.
Yeah, sounds good.
A bird is a beautiful thing, Violet, unlike a dog. I don't believe it. What luck! It's a Birdwell Island budgie. I've actually found a rare Birdwell Island budgie. This is remarkable. I gotta get a closer look.
See any good fetch sticks yet, Clifford?
Yeah, here's a loose one.
Uh-oh. There's a bird on this branch.
The Birdwell Island budgie. What luck! Oh, no, it's moved. The budgie moved. Hurry and find him before he flies away.
Oh, isn't he cute?
Oh, yes. Adorable.
We don't want to wake him up.
So what are we supposed to do? Stand here until his nap time is over?
Uh-huh. What we need is a safe place to put the branch down. And I know just the place.
How much farther, Cleo?
We're almost there.
Okay, then. You guys stay here, and I'll take her out there.
I must be getting close.
Soon I'll see with my own two eyes the rare wonder of the Birdwell Island. But... what is going on? Clifford! No! Don't go! Please! Please! You! You scared my bird away. You and all your dog friends are ruining this park for all bird-loving humans, and I won't stand for it anymore.
You sure you want to do this, Horace?
Let's go home, have a nice glass of lemonade, and think this over, dear.
No, the city laws say Birdwell Island Park was built for people, not dogs. And that's the way I want it. Tomorrow, I plan to spend a perfect day at the park with no dogs allowed. Ah, another perfect day. No. Better than perfect. Dogless.
Whatever you say, dear.
Violet, where is everybody? The kids, and the birds, and the squirrels.
Well, dear, the kids always came here with their dogs. No dogs, no kids. No kids, no laughter. And Mrs. Diller always brought Cleo when she comes to feed the squirrels. No dogs, no Mrs. Diller. No Mrs. Diller, no playful squirrels. And the lady who feeds the birds always came to hear the kids laugh and watch the squirrels play. No dogs, no laughing kids or playful squirrels. No kids and squirrels, no lady to feed the chirping birds. It certainly does make the place quiet, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does.
I wish we could go to the park.
Me too. That Mr. Bleakman has ruined it for everyone.
Hey, what are you kids doing here?
We're sorry, Mr. Bleakman. Are we making too much noise or something?
No. But kids and dogs should be at the park on a beautiful day like today. Don't you think so?
You mean we can go back to the park now, Mr. Bleakman? With our dogs?
That's what parks are for. Now get going.
Come on, Clifford, let's go! We'll play catch.
Yep, that's what parks are for. Today.
Uh-huh. And don't worry about the dogs, dear. I saw Clifford and his friends playing down by the pond.
Good. Maybe I'll actually get to watch some birds today. Oh, no. Rain?
No. It's just Clifford. Is that a problem, dear?
No. No problem. No problem at all.
Clifford and I know that it's important to always tell the truth. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be truthful. I love my new bird bath.
Cleo, where are you? Whoa! Oh, no. I broke it.
What happened?
I don't know. Clifford did it.
Clifford,
You broke my bird bath.
Huh? No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. T-Bone said so.
He didn't break it, Cleo. I did. It was an accident. I'm really sorry.
How can I trust you if you lie to me, T-Bone? You made me yell at Clifford, and he didn't even do anything.
I'm sorry. From now on, I'm gonna tell the truth, right from the start.
Sometimes it's really hard, but telling the truth is always the right thing to do. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be truthful.